I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Last week here on the show, we heard from Atul Gawande, a surgeon and writer who spent a great deal of time exploring what makes a good death. He was featured in a Frontline documentary on the subject, and that got our history guy, The World's Chris Wolfe, thinking about how our relationship with death has changed dramatically over the centuries, and maybe in a good way. Chris even produced a new YouTube video in partnership with Frontline titled A Very Short History of Death. Chris, so how has our relationship with death changed?
Well, just from a numbers point of view, we're a lot better off than we ever have been in the entire course of human history. Fewer people are dying, or rather, well, everybody dies, but we're dying at a much slower rate. Life expectancy is higher than it ever has been before. Even with all the wars and diseases we hear about in the news, life is pretty good.
Right. One of the interesting things that I found in your video is that, yes, we're living a lot longer than we did before, but our relationship to death is a whole lot different than it used to be.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, the numbers thing is kind of obvious, but then you've got to think about what that means. We just don't see death, and we don't experience as many people dying as used to happen to our grandfathers and grandmothers. You've got to think, for example, back 100 years ago, 150 years ago, most people died at home, and then their families had to prepare them for burial or cremation by themselves. You know, there wasn't a big team of morticians to come and handle it for you. The numbers is one thing, but what it means in terms of the human experience is fascinating.
What we're talking about here, as you say, is numbers. And a lot of this has to do with expectations, right? If you didn't expect to live past 40, it wasn't such a big deal when you died at 45. I wonder if because of technology now, we're kind of in this in a state of flux, because you can live to 100 now, you know, and we're expecting machines and drugs to keep us going forever almost.
Yeah, and I think it's quite recent too, because like I was pretty shocked when I moved to America and got invited to a baby shower. I don't do baby showers because like when my kids were born just 20, 25 years ago, and I've looked it up, the statistics, there was a 1% chance that your kid wouldn't make it to their first birthday. Now that's down to like 1 in 1,000.
A tenth of a percent.
Right. And so it seems that that's an okay risk for parents to think, okay, well, we'll have a baby shower before the child is born healthily. And, you know, tragically, I had a friend whose kid was born the same year as my son and just didn't make it.
The World's History Guy, Chris Wolfe, talking about his new short History of Death, which you can see on YouTube and on PRI.org. The World's History Guy, Chris Wolfe, thanks.
You're welcome, Aaron.